Welcome to 360 Degree Manager. This is a podcast, Choosing Your Attitude. Leading through change isn't easy, and sometimes as a leader and a manager, you personally have to dig deep. Just because what you are doing is hard, challenging, or even miserable, doesn't mean you have to be. There is always a choice. It's some 20 years when I was maybe in my second or third management role when I first read the book Fish. If you haven't heard of it or read it, you really should. Fish, and what became known as the Fish Philosophy, was a very well-known and popular read of the 1990s. It's a short story about a fish market, but I won't ruin it for you and tell you the full story. I'll leave you to read it for yourself. What I want to share with you today is one key element from the book that I loved when I first read it and still use even today. And that's the philosophy of choose your attitude. There is always a choice about the way you do your work, even if there isn't a choice about the work itself. Now, as you might imagine, working in a wet, cold and smelly fish market and having to get up very, very early every day isn't the most conducive environment for a super happy and successful group of people. But it was. And why? Because they were making conscious choices every day. As humans, we can be so very easily impacted by our environment. We blame, we create negativity, and chronic complaining can creep in and then hang around like a bad smell that nobody can get away from. But as humans, we also have the ability to control this. We have a choice. So let's start at the beginning, first thing in the morning when you wake up. You can choose, oh no, morning, and thud about, or you can choose, yay, today's going to be a great day because I'm going to make it a great day. You can arrive at the office, walk through the door, head down, not making eye contact, not saying good morning to anyone, dropping your bag on your desk, slumping into your chair before turning on your PC with the groan of another day. Or you can choose. You can simply smile as you enter the office, greet each and every person with a cheery good morning, simply radiating positivity and energy. It is simply a matter of choice. Can I make the effort to choose a positive attitude rather than join the masses of the perpetually discontented? Not only do you have a choice, with that choice comes the power to influence. Your choice of attitude as a leader and manager is magnified as your team and those around you look up to you. They're watching you and they're learning from you. They're learning the good habits and the bad. And if you are the perpetual gloom monster, then you can hardly expect them to radiate positivity. In fact, you can't expect them to hang around too long either. No one genuinely wants to work in a gossipy, judging, negative, complaining or blaming environment. Your choice is magnified further when leading through change. And why? Because those around you are experiencing some form of change. The change may shape their outlook, their attitude, and they will look to you for balance and steadiness. You're their guiding light. No pressure, hey?